Hey guys, what's poppin'? We're back with another country podcast with Kid Craddock in the Morning. Today, our feature country is a country in Africa. It's very, very poor, and not very many people want to live there. You're right, you guessed it. Our country that we will be featuring is Somalia. First off, we will be discussing as to how mobile the people of the country are. Specifically, we will be discussing internal and external migration within and without the country and the push and pull factors that go hand in hand with those migration patterns. So firstly, how mobile are the people of the country? There are many push and pull factors that aid in the movement of large amounts of people out of the country due to continuous piracy, slave and sex trading, and civil wars tearing through the country's infrastructure. People in the country are allowed to freely leave the country due to continuous violence raging in the country. Their government is in no place to really restrict movement within and without the country, although movement between countries is completely dependent on your economic standpoint. Are they allowed by law to move within the country with relatively few restrictions? Like previously stated, due to violence raging in the country, the government is in no position to restrict movement in and out of the country. Due to consistent piracy, slave and sex trading, and civil wars affecting the country's infrastructure exponentially, Somalia doesn't have a public transportation system or stable economic standpoint on the global market or within its own country. In result of that, even though people are able to move freely within and through the country, it is not particularly easy to move throughout the country, as it would have to be done by your own means. Now, we will be discussing the history of the migration within the country of Somalia. Back to what we were discussing currently about the history of migration in the country. There is a history of forced migration relating to the country. As previously stated, due to sex trafficking and violence because of civil wars in the country, people of the country have been forced out due to that violence and strict poverty in the country. Most people are not being forced into the country itself, as there isn't, first of all, a pull factor making them want to go voluntarily, but even then, nobody would force people to go into Somalia, unless, of course, it was part of slave trading or sex trafficking. And people being forced out, like I said, due to violence and strict poverty in the country, people leave the country in mass amounts at frequent times to new places, which is voluntary, but due to sex trafficking and slave trading, it could be considered forcing people out, being involuntary. Next, I will be discussing the migration flows and patterns into and out of the country. There currently are not any significant migration flows internally within the country, as the country experiences intense external migration flows due to war, poverty, and famine. There are no real pull factors that attract migrants coming into the country, but there are extreme push factors that push the country's inhabitants away. Continuous external migration out of the country of Somalia is due to extreme conflict regarding civil wars and piracy raging throughout the country. Somalia's external migration patterns also relate to the fact of extreme poverty in the country, forcing people to move to a place with a better economy, stronger infrastructure, and a more stable military. Somalia doesn't exactly have a government that can control the country, meaning that the country doesn't have a stable economy. Poverty ravishes the country, and the majority of Somalians are dirt poor and have horrible living conditions. Most people leave the country and travel to other places for work, but it is difficult to send money or messages to family members due to piracy and as to how unstable the government is regarding remittances. Early adults more commonly move out of the country than people of an older age or a younger age, as they are in the best physical and emotional state to actually leave the country without experiencing complete and total harm. Regarding comparisons of Somalia to countries like Brazil, Canada, China, and Russia, all of these countries are economically stable with pull factors that want people to come into their countries, whereas they have pull factors and are actually a country that is considered a state, Somalia is not. Like stated before, because of civil war, Somalia is not considered a state, as there is no direct government that controls it all. Somalia in itself is a state in turmoil, and so we discussed how it related to countries who are more stable and have a better economy. Thank you for listening to our monthly podcast over a specific country, this specific country being Somalia. We hope that you join us next time on Country Podcast, and I personally hope that you enjoyed listening.